Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:58 British Summertime. Today is June 6th. Well, today was a positive day on stock markets. We saw that the majority of indices were up and there were a plethora of upward dynamics right across Asian, European and American stock, or North American, Latin American stock markets. The dollar was a bit weaker in here today, particularly against commodity currencies. The Canadian dollar was stronger by over a cent, the Australian dollar by almost 2 cents. The yen was also a bit weaker in here today, not least against the US dollar. It's closing out the day, the dollar is closing out the day close to the high of the day. The Japanese market was up by 1.8%. Japan is an interesting proposition at this level for the simple reason that it's one of the most oversold markets, having endured a precipitous decline over the last month. If the yen is topping out in the short term against the US dollar, we'll be able to say that with greater confidence when the US dollar can sustain a move back above the 80 yen level. If that is the case, then there is a very substantial possibility that the yen at this level could be considered cheap, or that the Nikkei could be considered cheap at this level, and that there is substantial risk to the upside. US treasuries have become increasingly overbought. They all pulled back sharply in here today. The US 30-year treasury earlier today hit 150. Now, that's it's pulling back through 150. It's down over 2 full points in here today. It hit 152.5 3 days ago. It's down for the third consecutive day. This is the largest reaction for US Treasuries that we've seen in the last 10 weeks. And just as we had such a remarkable advance in stock markets for the first 12 consecutive weeks of this year, this has been a remarkably persistent advance in US Treasuries. But when we turn it around and look at those yields, not just on Treasuries, but gilts, bunds, JGBs, the Australian 10-year, Canadian 10-year, and Swiss 10-year have been incredibly persistent, and this represents the largest rally in yields that we've seen in at least the last 2 months. So, in yields, we've seen a low of at least near-term significance. In stock markets, we see now a low of at least near-term significance. We're not going to have confirmation that this is the low in big capital letters until we start to see the progressions of lower rally highs taken out, demand returning at progressively higher levels on pullbacks, sustained moves back above the 200-day moving average, support being encountered in the region of the 200-day moving average, and eventual moving on to new high ground. That's the progression of what we can expect. Perhaps the most important factor at present is that there is speculation that the ECB is going to come through with additional stimulus measures. They left interest rates on hold in here today. Mario Draghi is talking about standing at the ready to do what is needed. He's calling on European governments to move an additional step towards fiscal union. There is a sense of an inevitability to all of this, but they're taking their sweet time about it. The market is beginning to price in the possibility that the worst case scenario is not going to unfold. And if we do see another round of quantitative easing or money printing or an injection of liquidity or however one wants to frame that, the end result will be the same. When one looks at the S&P over the last 10 years, the bull market that we've had over the last 3 years is remarkably volatile. If we compare it to what we saw back in the period from 2003 through to the middle of 2007, that represented a consistent trend. It was a period of time where trends persisted. What we have been subject to in the last 3 years has been an incredible degree of volatility. It's been a policy-driven market. The market has tended to rally when there has been an expectation of increased liquidity provision. We saw that with QE1, we saw it with QE2, we saw it again at the beginning of this year with the LTRO program from the ECB. If that is extended, if there is more money plowed into the system, then we can anticipate that we are going to be presented with another persistent advance. These persistent advances tend to be really quite consistent, but what has also become the modus operandi for traders is that when they do start to lose their uptrend consistency, when they do break the progression of higher reaction lows or start to put in slightly larger reactions, that is the time to head for the exit. So we've been in a risk-off environment for the last 12 weeks. We were in a risk-on environment for the previous 12 weeks. We could potentially be entering another period of risk-on. Gold had a spectacular rally last Friday. It was relatively quiet over the last 2 days, and it's finishing out the day relatively unchanged in here, having been as high as, I think, about $1,630 intraday. Oil was stronger today by about $1.25. Oil pulled back perhaps more sharply than just about any other commodity, at least in the energy and industrial metal complex. It has become oversold in the short term, and it's unwinding that short-term oversold condition. Gold had got right down and touched the September and December lows and has bounced emphatically. The Asian dollar index did something very similar. It got right down to its lows. It's bounced emphatically in here today, particularly the Indonesian rupiah. When, over the last decade, when we've seen that the respective Asian currencies have begun to strengthen against the US dollar, that has usually been a reliable lead indicator that the stock markets are also going to start to appreciate, as it has been usually an indication of a flow of money into those particular markets. And the fact that the Asian dollar index is at least bouncing, and that the Indonesian rupiah and the Philippine peso are among the stronger currencies against the US dollar, does suggest that those countries could be among the better performers regionally. We won't have confirmation for a little while yet, but what we can say with a pretty high degree of confidence is that stock markets in particular have posted a low of at least near-term significance, and countermanding downward dynamics would now be required to really question the potential for an additional bounce and unwind of the oversold condition. Potentially, we could be in the region of a medium-term bottom, in which case this would be an attractive entry position for a number of markets. I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.